Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
If you're still okay with this, if you're okay with the GOP giving the power of the Board of Elections to the auditor's office, because that was the only one that happened to be Republican, because the entire state voted against Republicans in every single seat, except for the auditor's office, because they were running unopposed, you know that, and you're still with it. I have nothing but disdain and fight and fire and anger for you forever until you turn. I will never give up. I will never stop destroying you. I will never stop looking for you where you are, wherever you are, in your corners, where you hide like ants and roaches and rodents. I will find you wherever you are for the rest of my life and my children's life until you turn from your evil ways and come back to the America that you supposedly love so much while you carried around your pocket constitution and wiped your ass with it. While you molest and hug the flag and leave orange paint on it. While you worship the golden statue of his mushroom dick, I promise to God I will not forgive you. I will not. What's up, YouTube? Drill Sergeant here, and I got good news. I know, could you use some good news? I think we all could use some daggone good news right about now. And I got the news that you've all been waiting for. We've been covering this story for 6 months. I think the news broke on Monday evening. A federal judge, Richard E. Myers, who's a staunch conservative judge nominated by Donald Trump, ruled from his court in Wilmington to certify the win of the election for North Carolina Supreme Court for Justice Alison Riggs. I know, 6 months you've been hearing about this back and forth. We say she won, then we say he appealed. Griffin, his cartoon bum-ass name, the guy who refused to just concede a win after recount after recount after loss. The Republican Nazi Party, the fascist party, the undemocratic Republican Party, un-American Party, cannot accept the loss in a free and fair election. Well, finally, Alison Riggs, the winner of the election, wins again. I think this is time number 7 or 8. Okay? This has been a 6 month legal battle in which 2 recounts confirmed the win for Alison Riggs. Then the case went to state district court, then appeals court, then bounced back and forth between federal and state, and now, finally, a definitive ruling from a federal court judge in favor of the winner, Alison Riggs, once again. And this federal judge, this very conservative judge, mind you, Richard E. Myers, was having no part of the bullshit. None of it, right? Jefferson Griffin was shoveling it to everybody who would listen. And this guy says, no, I can't do this. Democracy in some courtrooms, in some places, still exists. It's not all lost. Every single point in his ruling was against the Republican Jefferson Griffin, Cohog's worst judge. A request for injunction filed by Jefferson, denied. Request for injunction filed by Allison, granted. Request for injunction followed by North Carolina Democratic Party, granted. Request for injunction followed by North Carolina Board of Elections, granted. Every single aspect of the case, every finding of fact, and every single ruling from this federal judge went in favor of Alison Riggs. And this judge's 68-page ruling He wrote that the disqualification of voters 6 months after the election and based on rules that were put in place after the election, these fascist pigs, would be a violation of the U.S. Constitution under the Equal Protection Clause. Allow it to give you pause if you were thinking about giving up. Democracy is still churning, still rolling. But daggone it, how hard was it to get to this ruling? But we're here. This is the end of the road for this cartoon clown show brought on by the Republican Party and paid for by the tax dollars of the citizens of North Carolina. There will be no Republican celebration, no party, no dance, no drinking, no Nazi sing-along and Sieg Heils. You fascist pigs, you can stick a fork in Mr. Griffin. He's done. It's over with. At one point, there was an option that he could file an appeal from this, right? The judge stayed his order for 7 days to give Griffin the chance to appeal. But that appeal would go to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. And if you look at that court, you'll see judges appointed by Obama, judges appointed by Biden. But there's even better news. There's even better news. People, Quahog's worst judge, Mr. Griffin himself, conceded yesterday. So yes, it's finally done. I know we've been back and forth. We've been back and forth. We're just reporting news. No more back and forth. You will not hear another story about this ever again. Let it buoy the resistance. Buoy your spirits. He conceded. It's done. Judge Allison Riggs is back on the bench. And once again, the federal judge, the staunch conservative federal judge out of Wilmington, North Carolina, put the hammer down. He wasn't playing any games in which the North Carolina GOP was attempting to overthrow a free and fair election. That's what we're talking about. That's why this is so important. And that's why I don't understand that it's not been national news. The only place you can find it is here and on Brian Tyler Cohen. The North Carolina GOP has been fighting for 6 months to destroy, throw away 65,000 votes in North Carolina, changing the rules after losing the election. Jefferson Griffin, let me speak to you for a second. It's time for you to pick up your ball and go home. Go cry somewhere else. You child, you lost. You lost this election several times. You lost in November. You lost on a recount. You lost in the courts. And now you've lost in federal court. And I'm surprised that you conceded, because an immature child and a fascist maniac like yourself and your entire party, I didn't see it coming. So we'll call that a pleasant surprise. A pleasant surprise. I told you all that Allison Griffin would have the advantage when this got into federal court. I told you all, and here we are. But now, Jefferson Griffin, I want you to know that it's nothing personal. We don't dislike you because of your personality. We don't dislike you because of your politics. We dislike you because of your party. We dislike you because of what the North Carolina GOP, the Nazi party, has done to the state of North Carolina. Our affiliates in North Carolina that have been reporting diligently on this story dislike you because the GOP has destroyed any semblance of decency and honor in your legislative houses, has destroyed any sense of decency and honor in being a conservative. No one likes you. You suck. They claim a landslide in every election they win, even the ones they win by the smallest of margins, as if that gives them a mandate from the American people. But every election they lose has somehow been rigged. You sound like children, diaper-wearing titty babies, and it's time for you to be exposed for what you are. 6 months of this, crying, whining, little baby boys. Don't know how many women you have in there. I suppose they're all in the kitchen. Huh? We dislike you because you apparently are incapable of accepting the fact that you lost to a more qualified candidate. You lost to a highly skilled woman. And you cannot claim DEI for this one. Assholes, because the people of North Carolina hired her. She won. I take it back. I do dislike you because of your personality, bum ass. I do dislike you because of your name, Jefferson and Griffin. Not only for the cartoonish quality, but the Confederacy is what you sound like, Jefferson. I mean, this is 2025. Who names their kid Jefferson anymore? Listen, we're having fun. Democrats, we can now celebrate. This was a victory for democracy. A victory for the voters of North Carolina. Smoke them if you got them, man. And a victory for free and fair elections all across the United States. So celebrate. Enjoy this victory. Pause to reflect just how difficult this fight was. Leave in the comment section how long you've been following the story with us. How many dumb names can you come up with for Jefferson Griffin? I want to know. We'll list them out. By the way, I have to issue a retraction. Thank you. I'll put the name here. I forgot it. But someone in our comment section reminded us that in one of my FAFO videos, I showed a clip of CNN giving the names of governors who were Republican that took credit for Joe Biden's accomplishments, even though they voted against it. That's not true. The governor of North Carolina at the time was actually a Democrat and a good one. So you can read that right there. I don't have it on top of my mind, but we'll edit it right in. So I issue that retraction. And thank you, commenter, for that. But back to the story. We'll be right back right after these words from Herb Digital on our Twitch channel.
What up, Twitch?
What up, Twitch?
What up, Twitch? It's your boy, Herb Digital.
Herb Digital.
Herb Digital. Hopped out the Bionic 5. Now I'm on iRacing Live.
When I'm not dunking on incels or smacking racists, I like to settle down with a little music.
If you want to catch me racing,
oh,
nobody can catch me racing. But if you want to see me racing, follow me. twitch.tv/politicaldraindigital.
Knowledge is power.
So my old man's got a problem. Lives by the bottle, that's the way it is.
And last but most importantly, practice your Second Amendment rights and learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones. Shit is getting real spooky out there. And your boy are vigilant for them games. Herb Digital out.
So my old man's got a problem. Lives by the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Said his body's too young to look like his.
This is how we fight fascism. This is how we maintain a democracy. After you celebrate, though, I want you to know that the fight for democracy is not over. Not only nationwide, but also in North Carolina. We do not give up. We're not going to go lay down. After you celebrate, free and fair elections in the state of North Carolina are still under attack. Here's why. Shortly after the election in November, the North Carolina General Assembly, which at the time was a Republican supermajority, passed a North Carolina Senate Bill 302. This bill was supposed to be a hurricane relief bill, but there were provisions nefariously hidden in that bill that stripped the newly elected Democratic Governor Josh Stein, congratulations, sir, of certain powers that the governor used to have. The power to nominate for the judicial was stripped. The power of the governor to appoint members of the Board of Elections was stripped. Former Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, that's his name, he was a good one, vetoed this bill. But that veto was overruled by the Republican supermajority in the General Assembly. These Nazi fascists, they don't care about you. I don't know if you guys remember, but that bill was supposed to be a funding bill to help the people devastated in their own state, and they had to get it vetoed by the governor because they put so much crap in the bill to destroy democracy, because that was more important to them than giving the money to the people who lost their homes and lives, pets and businesses, history, families, and even the bill that they did end up passing after overturning the veto didn't give the money that was asked for. It had more to do with giving power to Republicans than giving money and help to constituents. Let that sink in, North Carolina. That same bill now has landed in court one time already, and the ruling was that the governor keeps the power to nominate the judges, but the power to appoint a board of election members has now been given to the state auditor's office. Yeah, auditor's office. I'll give you one guess why. Well, because the state auditor's office in the last election was the only Republican that got elected besides Trump. The rest of them got kicked out of there. So they have a new bill that gives the power for the Board of Elections to be picked to the state auditor's office. It doesn't get more open-handedly, disgustingly fascist, anti-democratic, anti-American, slap in the face of every citizen than that. It just doesn't. And for you Republicans out there that's still voting for this, I hate all of you. You see what's happening. Your lust for power is disgusting. I will do everything in my power to destroy you and your party. You only have one option. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways. Deny these evil deeds by your party. Stand with us or go fuck yourself. Now, I always say we have other hosts on this show that may have more sympathy or empathy than I do. All I know is, if you're still okay with this, if you're okay with the GOP giving the power of the Board of Elections to the auditor's office, because that was the only one that happened to be Republican, because the entire state voted against Republicans in every single seat, except for the auditor's office, because they were running unopposed. You know that, and you're still with it. I have none for you. I have nothing but disdain and fight and fire and anger for you forever until you turn. I will never give up. I will never stop destroying you. I will never stop looking for you where you are, wherever you are, in your corners, where you hide like ants and roaches and rodents. I will find you wherever you are for the rest of my life and my children's life until you turn from your evil ways and come back to the America that you supposedly love so much while you carried around your pocket constitution and wiped your ass with it. While you molest and hug the flag and leave orange paint on it. While you worship the golden statue of a mushroom dick, I promise to God I will not forgive you. I will not. Luckily for you, we have other hosts on here who still find you for some reason to be Americans. And at least they'll fight for you. Where was I? Back to the state auditor's office. Now that ruling is being appealed. The fight's not done, guys. Former Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is involved in that appeal still. And so is the current newly elected Democratic Governor Josh Stein. And North Carolina Attorney General newly elected Jeff Jackson. So we will possibly see this case in federal court as well. And I can't wait. I can't wait. Our fight continues. And when we have good news, We share it. You enjoy it and you celebrate it. Because every piece of good news when fighting fascism is to be celebrated. You take every win you can get. We fight them at the ballot box. We fight them in the court. We fight them in the streets. We fight them by calling our state and federal representatives. Let your voices be heard. Let them feel your anger. Let them know their seats are in jeopardy. All of them. Let them know you turn your back in disgrace. Let your neighbors know you turn your back in disgrace because they failed their fellow Americans. We can also fight them on social media right here. Don't let their lies stand. Confront them. Bring the facts. Bring the receipts. Call them out. Don't be afraid to call them what they are, a fascist movement attempting to destroy our democracy and establish a Nazi dictatorship in America. Shame them with your words, with your courage, with your donations. Fine, fine. You think I'm asking for money? Don't join this one. Join Brian Tyler Cohen. Fine. Go to Jesse Dollimore. Give him money now. How about that? I need it, but I don't want it. I don't want it. I want the fight. If you join, make it be because you want the fight. If you donate, make it because you want the fight. It's not over. We stand up. We show up. We fight back, organize, like we have here on Political Drain. Huh? I'm hyped now. We got another win. Democracy is not over, and I will not give up. Neither will you. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. That's why Joe Sarton has to raise his voice every time he gets on the camera, even when it's good news, because the motivation will not stop from here, not from me. I will continue to motivate because the fight isn't over. And one thing we've learned in the past 50 years is they won't give up. They lose Roe versus Wade. They took 50 years and they still got it overturned. They never give up. Neither will I. I'm not giving up. Ever. You'll find me anywhere you find democracy or the fight or the resistance, you'll find me. Can I find you there? I would love to. I would love to. We need you. We need you to reject the GOP's attempts to destroy our democracy in America. And if you're in North Carolina, show up. Don't forget, there's another appeal happening for the auditor's bullshit that they put out there. Don't forget that you still need money for Hurricane Helene relief. And Trump's not giving it to you. FEMA just denied it again for the second time since he's been president. While he campaigned on saying that Biden wasn't doing anything, you guys were turning away FEMA people with guns on at their backs. And now that your president's in, you get nothing. And that's not a FAFO moment for me. I don't find that interesting or funny. You voted for him, yeah. But the people who are dying, people who have lost their homes, people who are living in trailers that they don't own, that have been donated by groups that aren't from the government, they deserve better. And if you voted for that orange piece of shit, you failed them. You failed them. So no, I will not stop fighting. Yes, I will enjoy the win. This was a huge win for Democrats. A huge win for the voters of North Carolina and a huge win for democracy. I also want to thank Justice Allison Riggs. Thank you for not backing down. We saw you. We saw you on Brian Tyler Cohen's show more than once. We saw you with the other lawyers. We saw you on social media not backing down. We saw you with the pitchforks at your back from the evil, disgusting, rancid, toothless mobs with the death threats because you won and you fought. We thank you for showing us how to fight and for showing us that we can win. Yes, I'm proud of that. We're proud of you. You people still in the cult, if you're still here, I don't know why. If you're hate watching, I need you to know they hate you. You mean nothing to them. You're a tool. You're a stepping stone. They laugh at you while you don't get vaccinated and die of measles. They laugh at you while they take away elections, while they take away your own power at the ballot, and you eat it up because you think it only affects the other side or whatever the hell you think, black people or something. You mean nothing to them. Unfortunately, until you change your ways, you mean nothing to me either. But I still fight for the right for you to vote. Allison Riggs has often spoken about fighting for the rights of voters in the state, while Jefferson Griffin has fought to disenfranchise voters so that he can win. That's it. In North Carolina, he did not. We, the American people, you, the citizens of North Carolina, those who made the wrong decision in November that have turned around and discovered that they were being used. Yes, even you, one, I stand with you. Those who have realized the gravity of their decision, who realized that they were duped, who see what's happening, who see the death and destruction of their neighbors in their own state, while FEMA packs up and goes away, and no more money is coming because they're giving it all to Elon. Even you, when you see it now, if you see it now, I stand with you. I fight for you. Allison Riggs fights for you. We now have the right person for the right seat in North Carolina. I thank you, my North Carolina affiliates, who've been giving me this information for 6 months, who've been writing scripts, who have been coming with the news every week because it changes every week. You've been fighting. You never gave up. So celebrate. Celebrate, YouTube. Enjoy the victory. Keep focused. Our struggle is far from over, but today, we celebrate. Would you like to be a part of something bigger than yourself? Would you like to fight back against fascism in the ways that they're not expecting? Drill Sergeant Special Operations Team, email us. Get vetted thoroughly. Find out how to fight in the shadows. Or email us if you want to be a writer. Or email us if you want to help market this thing. Spread the word. Let them know the resistance is here. Let them know that liberals aren't soft anymore. Let them know that you don't have to believe the same way I do to be an American and to be a patriot. Let them know that when you spread the word about this channel, you're talking about Jen. You're talking about Herb Digital on our Twitch channel. You're talking about Laura Malcolm with Canadian Drain. All of these people have different views. It's not the Doug Show. It's not the Bruce Lively Show. It's not Drill Sergeant Show. But I am hand in hand, elbow to elbow, locked in sync with all of the hosts and their different views and their different takes, because it takes us all. I actually believe in democracy. It's not just something I say and use for clicks or votes. Our struggle is far from over. As a matter of fact, you know what? Educate yourself, educate others, and then come back for more. And here's a commercial that you need to see if you really want to help with this movement. Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind, the kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops, but for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe you can get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.